This is Newstalk 1590 KBTA. I'm Lynn Fairley, and this is the Lynn Fairley and Fabulous Friends Show. Now, once again, I have some new friends, but the fabulous friends are you, listeners, because you tune in to KBTA Newstalk Radio. We really very much appreciate you. Today, we're going to be talking about the grand jury, and we're going to tell you the difference between a civil grand jury and a criminal grand jury. There's a huge, huge difference. You're also going to figure out how to play with and see the Laker girls. As well, you're going to learn a little bit about Snoopy and his Beagle Scouts. So, as I normally do in the beginning of my show, I leave it up to Spence to pick some very cool music. And that music is different every single time because it's a little bit about the theme of the show. And I don't know what he's picked, but here it goes.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. Don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Okay. Now, the reason, I love that song. Thank you very much, Spence. The reason we're trying to clarify this is because people really do misunderstand what the grand jury does. We've heard a lot about it in the news recently, particularly with the, I would think it's probably more about the Ferguson event this year than any other. We heard about the grand jury and what it does. But that is a criminal grand jury. Right here in Ventura County, we have a civil grand jury, and there's a huge, huge difference. So I'm going to introduce you to two people that are currently on our civil grand jury. First of all, the foreperson, Janice Feingel, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Born in the state of Washington, moved to Montana at the age of 2 and to California at 6, lived on the San Francisco Peninsula until she graduated from high school, except for a three-year period in Victorville, during which she became an avid reader because the library was the only building in town with air conditioning. Graduated from UC Davis with a degree in psychology and child development. Having worked in libraries throughout high school and college, next moved to Chicago with the intent of getting a master's in library science at the University of Chicago. Your plans changed, though. Why did they change?
A man came into my life, and he was in California.
And what does he do?
He is a veterinarian. He has his practice in Oxnard.
Which one? What practice?
Oxnard Veterinary Hospital.
Go there if you have a problem. Settled in Oxnard in 1980, where your husband opened his veterinary hospital. She returned to school and completed a master's degree in accountancy at CSU Northridge, passed the CPA exam, and worked in public accounting for just over a year. Retired in May of 2014 after teaching accounting full-time for 27 years at Moore Park College, so a lot of you may know Janice Feingold. You continue as the accountant business manager for your husband's hospital.
Yes.
Okay, you've traveled extensively, too, in Australia, New Zealand, while your own daughter was going to veterinary school. There?
Yes, she
was. Why there?
She likes to travel and wanted something different.
So she works on kangaroos and koala bears and
well, she did
exotics,
there,
right?
But now that she's back here, she works primarily on companion animals.
Oh, companion animals. Okay, you still love reading, but now spend as much time as with your new as possible with your new grandson. But I don't know how
10 months old and a deer.
Well, I don't know how you do that because you spend an equal amount of time with good intentions, as the song said, at the
grand jury chambers.
Grand jury chambers as the foreperson. Again, my other guest is Joanne Story, and here's her story. Welcome.
Good morning, Lynn.
Born and raised in the Marina District of San Francisco. Schooling included City College of San Francisco, and you majored in theater arts.
Correct.
Moved to Los Angeles, married, had 3 kids, and moved to Laguna Beach. Professional career has chiefly been known in nature as what used to be called Girl Friday.
Absolutely.
But that evolved into secretary, executive secretary, administrative assistant, and ultimately the executive assistant. Employed as an executive assistant for top executives for what companies?
California Angels Baseball Club during the time of Gene Autry's era. Also with
Air California.
Those were the two big ones that I spent most of my with.
And you worked for the Laguna Art Museum.
Yes, I worked there for 7 years in a retirement basis to where it wasn't full time, but yes.
Must have been lovely. Your volunteer experience is huge, too. Secretary of the originating National Association of Christians and Jews, President Executive Women International Orange County, chapter chair for the Laguna Beach Film Society. So yeah. Art, film, theater, these are really your passions.
Yeah, the Film Society was a 10-year, 11-year adventure. It was wonderful.
I bet. Distributed Meals on Wheels, thank you, for over 10 years and managed local office for the Republican Party in Laguna Beach during the 2012 election period. Hiking is one of your joys, along with, obviously, theater, moving, going, art museums.
Correct.
Reading. Very good. Now, that's just an example of two people, two ladies on the grand jury. We're going to tell you what the grand jury comprises of and actually how you can become involved in sort of the makeup of the grand jury a little bit later. But first of all, I'm going to give you sort of an overview of what the civil grand jury does. But then either one of you can explain what a criminal, in a nutshell version, what a criminal grand jury does and the big, big difference. But first of all, right here in Ventura, we have what is known as uniquely an American public watchdog. Okay? This is for you, listeners. The Ventura County Civil Grand Jury is a panel of 19 citizens. Okay? Obviously, 19, an odd number, so that there's a majority vote of some sort. So there's not a tie. Mandated by the state of California, whose responsibility is to determine whether government is serving the best interests of you, listeners, the citizens, applying the law fairly and using resources wisely. Jurors are people from all walks of life and all parts of the country who volunteer. These people have great intentions to serve approximately 30 to 35 hours a week for at least a year. In its role as public watchdog, the civil grand jury investigates complaints from residents, okay? Writes reports and makes recommendations about how local governments, cities, school districts, libraries, jails, hospitals, water districts, and so on, are operating. Jurors take an in-depth, unbiased look at the policies, processes, and practices of the department or agency in question. They are empowered to inspect financial and other records, other order audits, tour county facilities such as jails, airports, and harbors, and conduct private interviews with any public official or employee. Now, we're going to go over what kind of let's say complaints the group investigates, also the history of what they've investigated, because they published this amazing report. It's like an inch thick. I have the one from 2013 to 14, but then just recently was released the one from 14-15. So we're going to give you an idea, a highlight of all the different things they did. They're really, really, really busy.
If I may note,
yes,
that
please.
The all of our past reports, as well as the responses to those reports, are available on the grand jury website.
Oh, which is?
www.ventura.org/grand-jury.
Grand-jury. Okay.
Actually, if you just try to go and say Ventura, County of Ventura Grand Jury, you'll find it.
Oh, so you can Google it that
Google
way
yeah.
as well.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what is the difference? Either one of you could take this.
This is Janice.
What's the difference between a criminal grand jury and a civil grand jury? We really need to know distinctly the difference.
Okay, if I may back up just one small step prior
back
to that as well. Most of our listeners are used to being called for jury duty. And they appear over at the county government center and sit there in the jury services gathering room all day, waiting to see if they're going to be seated on a jury. Those trial juries are also referred to as petit juries, petit being the French word for small. And those trial or petit juries have 12 members. Grand jury simply refers to the size. It's a larger jury. There are 19 members, as you said previously, at least in most counties in California, Los Angeles, because of its population, has a larger grand jury. But then within the grand jury system, as you said, there are two different grand juries, the criminal grand jury and the civil grand jury. The criminal grand jury is called into session by the district attorney on an as-needed basis to review whether there is adequate evidence to bind someone over for trial. And so the time commitment there is fairly short. And because of the fact that that has to be representative of the population of as a whole, the membership for the criminal grand jury is drawn from the same pool of people as the people who serve on the petit or trial jury. So, in other words, that's people who have driver's licenses or are registered to vote. Now, for the civil grand jury, the term of service is a year. When we're appointed, it is for a full year, with the option of staying on for a second year. It is like having a full-time job. We spend frequently 30 to 35 hours per week conducting meetings, doing research, having protocol presentations, making tours of government facilities, et cetera, et cetera. So we go through a different process for selection. Diversity is important, and we certainly, there is an aim to get as much diversity as possible when the civil grand jury is selected. But we go through an application process. We fill out an application. We're interviewed by a panel of sitting grand jurists and also then by a panel of judges. But ultimately, names are drawn out of a hat to see who is actually seated on the grand jury.
That's amazing to me. Yes. Now, I want to back up one step and make sure everybody understands that the grand jury you've heard about in the news more often, having to do with crimes, is a temporary, small sort of faction of a public jury selected just like you would do another petit jury, whereas, let's say they need somebody so that big pool of people sitting and waiting all day long could be part of a temporary grand jury?
Yes, that's correct. For the on the criminal side, as I said, they are called into session by the district attorney on an as-needed basis. My understanding is that people chosen for the criminal grand jury do serve a three-month period, but it is not a daily commitment. They only actually convene when the district attorney needs them.
Okay, now, one question first. I'm so sorry. 1 second. So would you happen, if you're sitting in that big pool of jurors waiting to be selected for a jury, would you know whether or not you're being selected for a petit grand jury?
No, if you are sitting in the jury room, you're being, you're called there for the petit or trial jury. But it's the same large pool of people who are registered to vote or people who have driver's licenses. The names are drawn from that same humongous pool to get the criminal grand jury.
Now I understand. Whereas yours is an application process.
Yes, ours is an application process.
Joanne, yes.
Just as a small clarification, to my understanding, Ventura grand jury, civil, also used to be criminal. But again...
Yes. Oh.
Because it was criminal, must be one of the peers, a jury of your peers. We are not, we're a jury of an older set of people, but not of the general county peers.
Well, not necessarily. I understand the diversity being key to your jury is that you may have a much wider selection of
not
people.
Not age, though. Not yeah. And,
is,
and
it is
has
that because
to be,
they are retired for
you
the
have,
most part?
You can't work and do, you cannot do two full-time jobs that run from 9 until 4.
Oh, so just by happenstance, you happen
yes.
to be a little bit older, but it's not that you're close to
no,
younger,
you don't have to.
Person.
No, we could have anyone over
and,
18.
Oh,
and
we,
well, could be
we strive to get diversity in terms of age, but just because of the need for people to be out having a job and earning money, most of our members are retired people.
Yeah. Okay. So, for example, give me, I think you have a list of the type of people and their backgrounds and their interests and so forth that might be on your jury.
Well, at this point, we have 9 women and 10 men. They're from all over Los Angeles, San Francisco locally, Long Beach, other states, Washington. We have three individuals, one from Glasgow, Scotland was born, one from Jerusalem, British Mandate of Palestine, and one from Buenos Aires, Argentina. They have done everything. They're primary occupation prior to retirement, because again, this is rather a retirement basis. Education, law, engineers, court reporter, marriage family therapist, accounting manager, water treatment manager. They, we have 4 out of the Navy, 1 out of the Air Force, 1 out of the Coast Guard, and 1 NASA. They do volunteer work, church, union rescue mission, reading programs, homeless shelter, Meals on Wheels, which is I did, and they have interests going from reading, acting, golf, fishing, yoga, tai chi. They do everything.
Nice.
It's an amazing group of people.
However, being that they're from all over the place, they must have lived in Ventura County for how long?
Yes, well, the basic qualifications are that they have to have lived in Ventura County 1 year prior to being seated on the grand jury. You must be a citizen of the United States as well, 18 years of age or older.
Which is one of the reasons I got to, when I saw the notice in the paper about volunteering, have to be here a year. I had just been here 2 years. The years of residence in Ventura County, 62 years, 50 years, 42 years, 40, 35, 32, 25,
wow.
19.
Wow.
So the other interesting thing is just not Ventura City. It's Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley,
sure,
Oxnard, it's
yeah.
the whole country that we represent.
County, sure.
County. And yes. one of the ways of having diversity, or one of the forms of diversity that they look for in seating the grand jury, is to have representatives from all of the cities, the different supervisorial districts that within the county.
Oh, that's good. So, for example, let's talk about the types of let's say government agencies or what have you, that you might investigate. I remember seeing a list.
Well, we can investigate anything
anybody.
That is basically anybody. No, government agencies and entities within the county of Ventura. So the county itself, the 10 incorporated cities, school districts, any local government organizations, special districts, water districts. One of our mandatory tasks each year is to investigate the condition and operations of all detention facilities within the county.
Meaning jails.
Jails prisons. And holding cells.
Okay.
Yes. So basically anything that's a government entity.
So you could investigate the fire department, police department.
Fire department, police
any
department.
Any of these. Can you investigate, let's say,
water districts,
veterans,
school districts.
Veterans, like the health care.
We could, if there were,
if
well,
they came up.
Except that is generally at a state or federal level, so we would not be investigating that. We have jurisdiction only over entities that are county, city, local government entities, not state or federal.
Okay. So
often our complaints come from residents who have tried to get an answer. They can't get an answer. They've gone from this department to that department to the other department. And finally, maybe someone says along the line, gee, have you contacted the grand jury? And we do have a very definite complaint form on our website that has to be filled out, or a complaint of some kind filled out, mailed to us with a signature for us to even look into it.
This is also a partial list. Among some of the other things we mentioned, you can investigate harbor districts, airports, sanitation
yes.
districts, air pollution control, health care, and animal services
yes,
even.
Yes, animal services
which is
under that umbrella of health care.
Great.
We last year they did, what was it, the foster care and the one adopting, which was a very interesting.
Foster care to adoption in Ventura County.
Of children or animals?
Of
no, children.
Children.
Okay.
the difficulty foster parents under taking care of children and then wanting to adopt and then finding out the process isn't all that easy.
Okay, so if you're a citizen and you have a complaint, listen to some of the stuff they just did. This is only 1 year,
no,
okay?
That's last year.
Yeah,
no, year
2013-14. They looked into Campgrounds Park Host Program, Ventura Water Rates, campaign finances, temporary food facilities, firefighting air assets for the Camarillo Springs fire. That was a big deal. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Crosswalk alerts, which I thought was cool. Claim processes, charter schools. They also looked into more park zoning issues, Ventura Hillside grading permits, health care records, you know, probably for privacy reasons. Grand jury committees and support functions, et cetera. So that's just 1 year. So if I'm a citizen and I have a complaint having to, and I've tried everything, having to do with, let's just again take animal services, for instance, where do I find your complaint form?
Well, the complaint form is available on our website, people can also just write a letter. The letter needs to be signed. We need to have contact information, address, and phone number. But they can mail it to the grand jury at the county government address, 800 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura.
By the way, while you're listening, if you have a question about this or you have a problem that you're not able to solve and you're not sure whether or not it's something for this civil grand jury, you can call us 805-650-1590 or comment or question to 805-650-1590. Now, I'm holding a complaint form. It's very simple. It's one page.
That's
your
right.
name, your address, your city, your phone number, your concise statement of your issue, basically two sentences summarizing it, and your supporting data. Information relating to the issue, dates of events, name of officials, other persons, departments, agencies involved. You can attach other sheets as well. You sign it, you could fax it or mail it. And the address is right at the top. And again, you can find that on their website, which is
www.ventura.org/grand-jury.
And they really are there to help you. And does this cost something?
No, there is no cost involved. And we do also want to emphasize that confidentiality is extremely important in the operations of the grand jury. So we will keep total confidentiality related to anyone filing a complaint. Nothing that we issue would have anyone's names associated with it. Both in terms of the complaint and in terms of any witnesses that we may call in as part of our investigation.
Wow.
Confidentiality is critical.
That's really awesome.
And it's interesting because you may send in a complaint, and after the fact or whatever, the grand jury will accept it. They will do a report on it, but you'll never know until we issue our reports on our website at the end of the year.
Okay, so your complaint is heard. Your process is that you attend briefings, you visit the facility in question, for example, you identify a process to investigate, you conduct independent research and interviews, you write reports, and then you follow up on changes if there are any or what have you.
Correct.
But the person complaining would they might see you once to explain their...
Well, not even that, necessarily.
Yeah,
really?
We do not necessarily call in the complainant for an interview. Sometimes we may do that. We do send out a letter acknowledging that the complaint has been received and explaining to the person who submitted it that we will not notify them whether or not we have opened an investigation. But they will have to simply, you know, watch for the reports that we issue at the end of the year to see if their topic is one that we dealt with. The reason that we don't sometimes respond to a particular complaint relates primarily to cases of jurisdiction. When we receive a complaint, we have to first review it to make sure that it is about an entity that is within our jurisdiction. And then beyond that, we also have to look at our resources. We do have 19 people, but in a given year, we may receive anywhere from 40 to 60 or more complaints. There's no way that we can take action on all of those. So we have to review them, determine which ones we feel are the most important for us to investigate, the ones that will have the widest impact on government and on the public. And we'll then select those to conduct our investigations.
Yeah, but we really don't discard until we see that there's no avenue of going ahead.
Oh, that's nice.
Correct.
It's a very thorough vetting process.
It can be a couple weeks into committee meetings. And finally, those who have chosen to do the particular investigation, after going through, even having protocol visits, interviews coming into the office, will finally say, you know, there's nowhere to go on this. We're sorry. We're just going to end it.
Oh, interesting. So does this expire? Is there any chance for them to re-up their complaint, let's say, a year or two later, if there's still an ongoing issue?
They will not be automatically carried forward to the next year.
Okay.
But a complainant can always resubmit a complaint when each new jury year starts. And a jury year runs from July 1 through June 30.
Oh, so if you put your complaint in June 1st, you only have about 30 days.
Correct. And actually, ones that come in that late in the year, we do not consider because there isn't time to do an adequate investigation. That's one of the other factors I wanted to mention previously.
When do you cut it off?
It depends on the nature of the complaint. even coming in as late as April, it's unlikely that we would undertake it. Simply because of time and resources, anything coming in that late, we would have a difficult time doing an adequate investigation. Hmm. We do normally call in a number of witnesses to get information from them. We do a lot of research, especially online research. So there is a big time factor involved, which is why, as we've said, we work 30 to 35 hours a week frequently. So we are not able to accept any that come in so late that we would not have time to do an adequate investigation and write a report.
Have you considered putting that on your website so that people know you're there for them? I'm surprised you only have like 40 or to 60 complaints in the first place. I thought there'd be hundreds, but would you consider putting on your website, if you have a complaint, please get it in early. Could you get it in by this and that time?
That's a very good suggestion, and I'm not sure that our website has that specific bit of information, but it's something we could look at and probably add.
Yeah,
I think that would
be
helpful.
Idea. Yeah. Now, the authority of the grand jury is to inspect and audit books, records, and expenditures of whatever agency you're looking at.
Correct.
This is the authority you have. Inspect conditions of detention centers and jails, as we said. Investigate complaints of government mismanagement or inefficiency.
And most of our investigations relate to that particular aspect.
That's why I was just going with this, yeah. And investigate charges of misconduct or unfair treatment by public officials, like a policeman or a fire person? Or
could be, but generally it would be broader based.
Yeah, usually it would be the whole, the department itself.
Yeah, the entire department.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Or its employees.
It would be very hard.
Because you're on the edge of the criminal issue there.
Correct.
Well,
yeah.
It's not only that. It would be very hard to define abuse and to prove abuse. That's bullying. That's very hard to do.
Interesting. So remember, this is totally secret. And you don't even know the outcome until they publish their report, which is when?
Well, reports are published as they are completed. So, for example, last year, I believe our first report was issued in March. We had a couple issued in March, some in April. The last one's coming out in mid-June. But the consolidated final report is issued June 30th. But as the individual reports are completed, they are posted on the website. With 2 days after the government officials to whom they are directed have been given copies.
Okay, now, since we have Oxnard and a large Hispanic community, what about Spanish-speaking? As I noticed, you have English here as a requirement, working knowledge of English.
Mm-hmm.
How do you serve the Hispanic community, or is there another grand jury elsewhere that does that?
No, we are the grand jury that does that, and that is one of our challenges. We try to do a lot of outreach in the Hispanic community to get members on the grand jury, but to serve on the grand jury, you do have to have adequate knowledge of English to be able to conduct the research that's necessary to be able to fully participate in interviews and agency visits and things like that.
One of the things we do on outreach, Janice mentioned the petted jury.
Yes.
Now, that's every Wednesday. We, as a grand jury, one or two members attend the petted and give a presentation on the grand jury to inform all the jurors there that we exist. And we're there for them. And we do this once a week.
Wow,
and we
also
reach out to various groups in the community. Anyone who is a member of any kind of organization who would like to have us come and make a presentation at one of their meetings, we're available to do that.
Okay. Well, we have a call, correct, Spence? Sorry? Sorry, Spence? Yes, it would be really good if you were at the microphone. My fault. Sorry about that.
Robin's on the phone.
Hey, Robin, where are you calling from?
Port Hueneme.
I got Spence on the phone at the same time he needs to be. My fault. How are you doing today, Robin?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Lynn? I always thoroughly enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you for listening. You have a question for the...
Maybe it's a follow-up to my first question. First of all, I want to ask the ladies if there's anybody from the city of Port Hueneme currently sitting on the grand jury.
Ladies, Robin wants to know if there's anybody currently from Port Hueneme sitting on the grand jury.
Yes.
Yes? Well, and that's okay. You're still welcome, Robin.
Yeah, and I had a quick follow-up.
And encouraged.
A quick follow-up. Now, if there was a big issue in the city of Port Hueneme, such as a tax issue, would they be rendered kind of... They wouldn't be able to render a decision because they live in the city and it could affect their taxes as well, or would it be up to the other 18 on the panel, or how would that work?
Okay, could you clarify that a little bit? Because I don't quite understand the tax issue question.
Well, I mean, if there's an issue that comes up with the city of Port Hueneme, like if they want to raise the water rate because they investigate that, or something that involves the citizens of Port Hueneme, if that person's sitting on the jury that lives in the city, would they be considered biased?
Got it now. All right. That's a good question. Okay, well, as a matter of fact, I think it was in 2013 that they did investigate the City of Ventura water rates. It's an enormous report you can read online. And her question is, let's say the City of Port Hueneme wanted to raise their water rates, and you're sitting on the grand jury and you live in Port Hueneme. Are you going to be excused from the decision concerning the water rates and the tax issues, or are you going to be able to participate because you live in that city? Are you biased, unbiased? Is it okay? And was there, for example, someone living in Ventura, I'm quite sure there was, when you did the whole report on the City of Ventura water rates?
That's a very good question. And under the conflict of interest laws, just the fact that you live in the City of Port Hueneme and the grand jury is looking into an issue related to the City of Port Hueneme, that would not prevent you from being a full participant in that investigation. The only thing that would absolutely prohibit you from being an active member of an investigation would be if you have been an employee of the City of Port Hueneme within the last 3 years.
Did that help you, Robin?
That's a very good. I got my answer. That's a wonderful answer, and I appreciate your show, Lynn.
Will they encourage you to apply?
Probably not. That's a lot of time, but, you know, I leave it up to the people who probably are smarter than me or know better.
You're smart enough to call and ask that question,
yeah,
so we encourage you to apply, Robin.
And let me, if I may, interrupt with a mention of application procedures.
1 second. We'll get to that in a sec. Robin, did you have another question?
No, that was it. That was just a follow-up to my first question, if there was anybody from the city. City of Hueneme is kind of left out of a lot of things. They say, you're in all the way out in Port Hueneme, and I just was curious to know if there was anybody on the jury, and it's nice to know there is somebody on the jury from our city.
Oh, you can be sure Port Hueneme is not left out of anything.
Okay.
Okay, Robin, thanks again for calling, and stay tuned because we are going to explain the application process
awesome.
As soon as we come back after the break, which we're going to do.
Okay, thank you, Lynn.
Right now. Thank you very much. You're listening to News Talk 1590 KVTI. I'm Lynn Fairley, and we take a break in my show at this time to thank veterans, my favorite thing. I'm going to talk to you about how you're going to be able to play with and see the Laker girls, and a little bit about Snoopy and his Beagle Scouts. We start with this song.
Fell in love with a dancing girl. Fell so hard that it rocked my world. Headed off to a place in Iraq, and that man that she loved never made it back. Take me out on a star.
All right, our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They've earned our undying gratitude, and America will never forget their sacrifices. I think there's somebody on the grand jury's name's Daniel, who served, and we would like to thank him. So, Janice, what's his full name?
Daniel McCarg, although there are some others who have also served in the military, but he is particularly involved in veteran services.
And I think he wants you to close so he can attend the veterans events, right?
Correct.
Yes. Well, you might want to consider it. There's all kinds of things that go on in the entire county and almost every city. Who's on the line, please?
We have Al.
Al, hey, Al. How you doing? Al is...
Hey, I have a little information for that lady from Hueneme.
Yes?
It was in the papers, and I heard a strong rumor over here from Santa Paula. Oxnard wanted to swallow up Hueneme, but they refused because they wanted their own little town, and their own police force and everything.
Yeah.
Over there on Channel Island, across the street is Hueneme, and on this side of the street is Oxnard.
Yeah.
And that's it. So...
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Hueneme's a little bitty little town, and it's a charming town right there on the beach, Al.
Of course, quaint little, it's a nice little town, I guess. Like Santa Paul's not too big either, but
right.
Big Oxman, the big bully, wanted to take them over, and they refused. That's it. That's all I want to say.
Well,
bye.
Hey,
you.
Al, you're the best. We really appreciate you listening to News Talk 1590 KBTA. We really do. Thanks, Al. Thanks. Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to apply to be a grand juror, how do they do that?
Well, we accept applications starting in early to mid-January and through mid-April. The application will be available on our website after January 1st, or also anyone can either call or phone into jury services, and an application will be sent to them, or they can call the grand jury phone number and request that an application be sent.
We also have an open house
that,
in March, and there will be a press release, and look for it, and it will say, come join us and see what we are all about, and if you will have interest. And the fun thing about it is you get to see our chambers.
Which are beautiful.
And
I've seen them.
Not many people get to see the chambers.
I wanted to add that the County of Ventura is very, very supportive of the grand jury system and has provided us with very, very good accommodations for conducting our work. We have our main chambers as well as several smaller rooms. Every juror has a computer for doing research work and such. We have a conference room where we hold meetings and also conduct interviews and such. So we're very well taken care of. I've met with grand jurors in other counties where they actually meet in jurors' homes because the county doesn't provide them with facilities. We are very well taken care of.
Wow. That's an understatement. I saw it. It's very luxurious. It looks like any sort of like fancy movie set you might see on like maybe Law
well,
and Order.
It makes you think you're in a courtroom.
Yes, it chambers. Does,
it's a courtroom, and actually, it's been used in the past, not very often, I don't think, but I understand to where actually a judge has sat in the main chair with someone being presented before him. So it's been used for other purposes.
Yeah, it's amazing. You should call Hollywood. They'll tell them you've got a spare movie set. Make a little money that way. Huh?
Yes.
Right?
Augment our budget even more.
There you go. That's 805-654-2265. Whoops, 56. 805-654-2256 is the grand jury phone number that I've got right here on this piece of paper.
May I ask since you're
actually,
giving?
That's the jury services phone number. The phone number for the grand jury chambers is...
You and I are looking at each other.
477-1600.
Applications right here.
Yes.
So.
Jury services, which is in the courthouse, that would be the number that you would call to request an application.
Right. Our phone number is 805-477-1600.
Oh, that's much
that
easier.
477-1600. That will get directly, and you'll probably get, it'll be a voicemail, leave your name, number, et cetera.
And I personally will call you back.
Yeah, and if you don't mind right now, I'll just insert, we have a speakers bureau. And this is how people get to know who we are also. We're very happy to go out to any Rotary that wants us. We were just at the United States Submarine Vets, which was very interesting.
Exciting.
We have Janice, and one of our members is going out to the
Brandeis University Women's Group.
Women's organization. So please use that phone number. If you have anyone that has interest, we do a 20-minute to 45-minute spiel. There are two of us that come out, and we'd really like to introduce you to who we are.
477-1600. The 805 air code, 477-1600. I am really interested in this, very much so, especially since I took a tour recently. Now, let's talk about, I told you a little bit about what they did in 2013-14, and you just recently published what you did this last year, which is an even bigger book than the one I was looking at. So,
correct. We issued 12 reports last year, and the first one that we issued, it came out in early March, related to elections and polling place observations. That is one of the tasks that we undertake many years when there is an election. So we, several of us will go through the poll worker training, and then we go around and observe at various polling stations throughout the county to help make sure that policies and procedures are being properly carried out to make voting accessible to any and every one in the community who is registered to vote.
So let me guess, you got a complaint about that not working?
No, actually, we did not get a complaint.
Oh.
Some of the investigations that we do originate internally. They're called internal investigations, whereas those relating to something we receive from the public are called public complaints. So last year, I believe of the 12 reports we issued, I believe three of them were started on the basis of internal ideas that were brought up, and the rest were related to public complaints.
Okay.
Now, we also looked at the Ventura County Green Procurement Policy, looking into the policies and procedures established by the County of Ventura to basically cut down on waste. And making green purchases of various products that are used and that sort of thing. We looked at the city of Oxnard and its adjoining agricultural and business water resources.
Wow, that must have been a big one.
That was a big one. It was focused on the Great Water Facility in Oxnard. We looked at the Port Hueneme Police Department and how it processes records, requests for public records.
There you go, Robin. Got some attention.
We looked at county responsibility for sidewalks. So that would be in the unincorporated areas of the county. Countywide bicycle safety was an issue that we delved into last year.
If you don't mind, I understand with the bicycle issue when whatever agency got the first call from one of our grand jury members just inquiring, what bicycle safety do you have? I understand within 2 days the city was putting out bicycle awareness, helmets and everything else. So we do have a pinch of an influence.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. And actually that brings up a good point that we have no enforcement powers whatsoever. We literally, our power comes from the power of the press. We publish our reports, make them available. We have the press releases to tell people when a report has been issued. They're posted on our website because we want the citizens, the residents, actually, of Ventura County to know what we have looked into and what recommendations we have made. And then government officials are required to respond within a given amount of time. They respond to the recommendations that we have made. They tell us whether they plan to carry out the recommendations or whether they're not going to, and if not, why not. So those responses are also posted on our website, the idea being that then the citizens, the residents of Ventura County, can look at that information and they can draw their conclusions about whether government is working in their interests.
Well, and we just put out a press release informing everyone that we just completed the final responses from the different agencies that were involved in this report, and they are online, and the press release went out last week pertaining to that.
Yeah, I think I'm holding it in my hand right here.
Yes.
Yes. That's why I call you the Beagle Scouts of Ventura County. Okay, so what's after that? Detention facilities and related law enforcement issues. What was the complaint there?
Well, that's not the result of a complaint. Again, inspecting the detention facilities is one of the things that we are mandated to do every year. Not that we have to issue a report every year, but we may and frequently do. And last year, in conducting our inspections and talking with the officials involved, we found that there are a couple of issues relating to law enforcement that are presenting some challenges for our law enforcement officials, and we wanted to make the public aware of those. One was related still to the realignment that was mandated by the federal government, and then one was related to Proposition 47, which was passed in November of last year. So we looked at those issues. As we said earlier, we looked at foster care and adoption processes in Ventura County. There was a report specifically related to project management in the county, as well as a report relating to the electronic health record implementation system within the Ventura County Health Agency.
May I just make one mention? Since we do, we're obligated to go to the detentions and the holding areas. These police people in our county are amazing individuals.
Truly.
They love what they're doing. They come every day, and I just want people to know that.
And they risk their lives.
They are amazing. They're educational. They're informative, and they will help you any way you want.
They're caring.
And they should be respected. And
we
if
have
you teach
often,
your kids to respect
yes,
them.
Yes, we often have them on our show. We're huge supporters of the military and law enforcement here. They are peace Officers, everyone. Peace.
And
peace officers.
And I would add that that's why we expanded our report last year to deal not just with the inspection of the facilities themselves, but to deal with these other issues that are so heavily impacting our law enforcement officials and some of the challenges that they face as a result of that.
We also support their canine companions, by the way.
Oh,
we've had them on the show, the dogs.
We were just at Santa Paula that has that's a big canine. It's a wonderful operation, and they are so in love with these animals, and the animals are in love with them, which
is interesting. And they live with them 24/7,
yes,
by the
yes.
way. Yeah. I see you also had a problem with panhandling and charity soliciting in Thousand Oaks.
Yes, and that's that particular investigation and report was based on a public complaint that was received relating to a resident feeling somewhat verbally accosted when going into public shopping areas.
Huh, interesting. And finally, it looks like you had a Ventura County hiring process review.
Yes, also based on a public complaint.
Huh.
And so we researched the policies and procedures that relate to the hiring process and promotion process within the County of Ventura.
Okay. GrandJury.CountyOfVentura.org. Everybody knows it's www, by the way. GrandJury.CountyOfVentura.org. You got to remember these dots. That's what that messes you up a little
Google
bit sometimes.
Grand jury. Yeah.
So Google Grand Jury Ventura County.
Yes.
That's probably the fastest way to get to them. Call 477-1600 if you'd like to speak to these lovely ladies and gents about either a complaint or
the
opportunity to be
engagement.
To become part of the grand jury and or any kind of a speaking engagement you might need or appreciate.
Correct.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add? We're coming toward the end of the show,
no,
and I
thank
know
you,
that
You've been
Spence
very kind.
Is going to, oh, besides that, thank you very much, pick very cool songs. But Spence, I wonder, because you listen to so much radio and you've listened to this, do you have a comment or a question for these ladies concerning the civil grand jury? And can you also reiterate the difference between a criminal grand jury and a civil grand jury?
I think everybody wonders, you know, it's a mystery. It's a thing that's out there. It's a thing that everybody hears of, but it's a thing that we all have absolutely no clue. Until today. It's such an... we'll put that in front of the grand jury. You know, it's like one of those things somebody says. It's like, all right.
How?
And what?
Yes.
You know, who, and as Seinfeld would say, who are these people?
Yeah.
But, you know, got to keep getting the word out and got to let people know that this this is available. It's a tool.
They're your Beagle Scouts, but remember, it's not criminal. It's civil.
Civil.
Okay.
And the only case I was ever on a regular jury was a civil case. And that confused the heck out of us.
What was that? If you
it was
say.
A big one. It was a helicopter crash that involved a really large bundle of dough. I crashed right off the coast, and
wow.
There was some hijinks as to who the man who salvaged the helicopter wasn't paid, and the complaint was that he was supposed to go to the estate. The estate closed, and now who's going to pay?
Mm.
And this is when I learned a lot about how you pay for stuff.
You would have been serving on the petit or small jury at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
12 persons, and of course the petit juries hear both civil and criminal cases. The distinction only comes in the grand jury as to what kinds of cases we hear.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, thank you, ladies, Janice Feingold and Joanne Story, for telling your story.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it. From time to time, send me a press release, and I will keep informing. Like Spence
You're
said,
on my
it's
list.
Impossible to know exactly what this is and what you do. But no, it's here. It's free. You do not need a lawyer. That's something I wanted
Correct.
To mention as well. You do not need a lawyer.
Because we're not hearing a case in the same way that a trial jury is. We are listening to a complaint and then collecting evidence to support recommendations. Every report that we issue has recommendations in it for how government services can be improved.
Excellent. Excellent service. And listening to News Talk 1590 KVTA, and next week, you'll like this, the A-plus student of the history of the Legal Clarity Show, and that's Spence, will be with Claire Burrill, our famous Constitution watchdog. He will teach you in plain, simple language what your rights are, what's going on at the Supreme Court, how to figure it out. He'll take your calls. It's a very, very interesting show if you haven't heard it before. It is part of the Lynn Fairley and Friends segment. He's a great friend. He'll be on next week. I may or may not join him. Meanwhile, I want you to have a good and safe weekend and the rest of next week. Be sure to tune into News Talk 1590 KVTA. Just never move that dial. All right? Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
He needs watching. That's when